John Wilson and the John Wilson Orchestra, plus special guests, are returning with a brand new show celebrating the works of Cole Porter. And this is going to be at Sheffield City Hall on Saturday, 22nd of November. Now, Cole Porter in Hollywood features songs including I've Got You Under My Skin, Night and Day, Let's Do It, the lush arrangements originally written for the likes of Frank Sinatra, Judy Garland and Peggy Lee. And to tell us all about it today, my special guest on the phone, I'm delighted to say, is none other than John Wilson. So, John, what can fans expect?
Well, anybody who has seen any of those old movie musicals from the 1940s and 50s, will know that they have a certain sound, a luscious, big orchestral sound. And we are playing the works of Cole Porter, who is... We're marking the 50th anniversary of the death of Cole Porter. He died in 1964, and we've made this new album, Cole Porter in Hollywood, and the tour is very much along the same lines as the album, a big orchestra, 70 in the orchestra, and four singers, four marvellous singers, and we're kind of paying tribute to the genius of Cole Porter. Not only was he a marvellous composer, but he wrote all of his own lyrics, and I think he must be, for me, the most influential songwriter of certainly the first half of the 20th century.
Now, it's interesting because you say, you know, he's been dead 50 years, but, I mean, you were only a little boy at the time when he died. How did you get involved in this kind of music?
I think I just love music, and there's always been music in my life from the earliest days, and I don't make any difference between, you know, a song by Cole Porter or George Gershwin and a Mozart symphony or a piece of Brahms. It's all great music, and I think we have to, you know, the great thing of being a musician is you, if you're lucky, you get to explore all these different genres and different composers. But I've always had a soft spot for, I guess, what we call light music, and these great songwriters of that first half of the 20th century produced a body of work that I think will be around forever now.
I absolutely agree with you. My point being that growing up as a kid, I remember, you know, falling in love with those fantastic Cole Porter arrangements in all the musicals and the rest of it. I saw on TV, and I wondered how you first came across them.
Well, I guess the same as you. Telly and the radio. On a Saturday afternoon, there'd be those musicals that they would show on BBC Two. When it was raining, you didn't go out, you turned the telly on and there you were. But, I mean, I was never much interested in the films as a kid. It was always the sound of the films that I loved. I loved the playing and the singing on those films. And that's one of the reasons I set up my orchestra 20 years ago to bring all the best players in the country together with some of the best singers in the land as well to give authentic and properly stylish performances of this repertoire. And it takes a certain sort of musician. The brass have to have a certain sort of attack and a certain sort of swing, and the strings have to have a certain sort of richness in the sound to bring the music to life. So that, you know, it's wonderful to play as well as to listen to.
Well, you know, I was going to suggest that actually being in charge of the orchestra and actually hearing all this lush music and being right up, you've got the best seat in the house, haven't you? I mean, does it send a chill down your spine?
There's nothing like it. You know, I'm a very lucky man. I get to do what I love for a living. There's nothing like hearing an orchestra, a big orchestra, a big, fine orchestra live. It's hearing live music is a thrill. And to stand in front of it and to be making music with all that, those wonderful musicians is definitely the best job in the world. But when we come to Sheffield on our tour, the Sheffield City Hall, it has a wonderful acoustic, that oval building, and it suits this sort of music particularly well. And so it's a great joy to be coming back there.
Now, it's often been said that Sammy Kahn is the man who put the words into Sinatra's mouth, but when you do look at the body work, like things like I've Got You Under My Skin and Night and Day, you could say as much the same about Cole Porter, couldn't you?
Oh, yes. I think if you look at the list of songs that Sinatra sang over the years, I bet a very high proportion of them must be Cole Porter, perhaps even more than any other composer.
And in terms of an introduction to the orchestra, people who might not be into classical music as we know it, the things like Mozart, things you alluded to earlier, I guess that this would be a great introduction, wouldn't it? And particularly for younger people.
Yeah, we get quite a lot of young people coming to the concerts because there's an immediacy about this music. It's fall straight into your lap. You know, there aren't any imponderables. They're very good tunes, very deftly and brilliantly orchestrated for the orchestra. And, you know, my orchestra, you know, love playing this music. And I think that comes across to the audience as well.
You do specialise in this stuff, don't you? And I mean, like, you know, you look at your body of work, and I know that you've done a lot of work reconstructing some of the big orchestrations, haven't you, for some of the major MGM musicals. Why is it such an appeal to you, and why do you think that the appeal goes on in generations today?
Well, who is it that said there's only two sorts of music, good and bad, and it's good, and if it's good, if it's kind, and this music we're talking about is the very best music of its kind. Those songs from the first half of the last century written by these great composers and great songwriters, it's just inherently good. You can hear when you listen to these songs that they're cut from a very high grade cloth. And I think they're here forever now.
I'm obviously going to ask you the million-dollar question, and that's which of all that Cole Porter's work is your favourite and why?
Oh, that's I think the most watchable of all the films is High Society, for sure. I think it's a terrific movie, and I think the score for that is shining. But I think Kiss Me, Kate, the stage Kiss Me, Kate, is his greatest score. But, you know, in addition to all the hits that we're playing, Night and Day and Begin the Begin and all of those songs that everybody knows, there are some wonderful songs that slip through the net. So we're playing some of those on our tour as well, things that should be better known and shouldn't have failed at the time. You know, I guess you can have brilliant songs written for a flop film, and then the brilliant songs never see the light of day because the film is the flop. So I can't answer the question. The answer is whichever song I'm conducting at the minute in the concert is my favourite one.
It's a bit like asking which is your favourite child, I suppose. It's an hard question, that one, isn't it? But you know what? Just looking at your CV as well, I'm going to say that you didn't just play live. You've done a lot of recorded work as well. And I think when you appointed the music director for Beyond the Sea, the biopic of Bobby Darin's story with Kevin Spacey.
He worked with Kevin Spacey on that film, 2003, yeah. And the very same orchestra that played on that film is the orchestra that's we're coming out on the tour with, and I've been, you know, on the periphery of films all my life, and we've made lots of records together. Our newest record is the Cole Porter record. We're already planning the next record for next year, so it's a happy mixture of live performances and working in the studio, but there's nothing like getting on the road and you know, touring.
Is it not, though, John, is it not a bit of a letdown coming to Sheffield City Hall when he used to play in the BBC proms?
Oh, no. Nothing's... I mean, we've got wonderful halls in England. We're very lucky. And as I say, it's probably our favourite time of year. There's nothing like the Albert Hall for sense of occasion, but I would never describe any of the work we do touring the country as a letdown. Far from it.
Well, that's good to hear. And just tell us about the orchestra. Just tell us how big the orchestra is and who's in it.
70 of the best players in the country, drawn together. They're all in other orchestras or soloists or chamber music players, and we have lots of the principal players from other orchestras come together a few times every year to play this music.
Do you know what, John? If anybody's got an appetite for this, it's an unmissable concert, isn't it? I'm just going to remind people, it's the John Wilson Orchestra, and you're going to be playing at Sheffield City Hall on Saturday 22nd of November. John, pleasure to speak to you. Have a great gig when you're here, and I can't wait for it myself.
Oh,